lips off, taking my coat off. Two on my tattoos, I'm such a show off. Huh. I feel the pain and then roll off. I got the whole city, they about to go off. How many niggas with me up in the
Talking Ish with Ish, episode 2.8. We'll be giving you our entertainment rundown, sponsored by PerfInfo.com. And in our second segment, we'll be going into the relationship portion of the show. And we got some hot topics for you tonight. First, 10 things women wish men knew. And we got a whole segment on that. And much, much more. And don't forget, the new segment, Secret Letter. We got two hot secret letters for y'all. So tune in right now. Call your friends. Tell them to tune in to PerfInfo.com/PerfTV or PerfInfo.com/PerfRadio. And right now what we're about to do is go to the man himself and his co-host, DJ TJ, is in the building. He is in the building, and please call him Mr. So, hey, what we're going to do right now is spare you all the suspense and bring him on. The man himself, Ish.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're back. Another show. Another show. It's your host, Ish. Talking Ish with Ish. I got the co-host. Introduce yourself. You already know who it is. DJ TJ. It don't matter what you call me. Just put the mess in front. You already know. Yeah, yeah. Hey, we got some great topics that we got to hit on tonight. So we just going to jump right in here, and we're going to start it off with the 2012 NFL mock draft.
Yeah, yeah, the mock draft is always exciting. I know it's an exciting time for the draftees. You know, the dream is coming true, so you know it's an exciting time.
Now, everybody in America, everybody in the world knows the Colts, they have to take Andrew Luck.
Yeah, they pretty much have to take him. Even if he's a bust under them, they have to take Andrew Luck.
Because if they don't take him and he's not a bust, the franchise, it'll take them 15 years to get up out of that hole.
Yeah, yeah, and they're already in rebuilding stage.
Yeah, they got to take him. I didn't understand why Reggie Wayne re-signed with him, though.
I almost thought for sure that Reggie Wayne was going to follow Peyton Manning.
Wherever Peyton went, you just assumed that's where Reggie was going to go. But
he took it to, I respect Reggie because, you know, loyalty is not a big thing in the game today. And I respect Reggie for remaining loyal.
Loyalty had nothing to do with why Reggie Wayne resigned.
Why you think so?
Reggie got a lot of women over in Indianapolis. Like, his list is long. So he was like, man, do I really want to start over in a new city?
He always go back to Indianapolis, man, as far as women, man. Come on, man.
If Peyton Manning would have signed with them Dolphins, obviously Reggie knew ahead of time, like, man, I don't think I'm going to South Beach. So Reggie's like, man, Coach, what you offer? If Reggie would have had any inkling that Peyton would have been signing with the Dolphins, you think Reggie wouldn't have took his ass to South Beach?
Oh, he would have went to South Beach because he's from South Beach. Well, it's from the Miami area.
Yeah, he would have been wearing that same headband as LeBron wearing. Hey, he would have been in South Beach, though.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I also think that it's a thing that Cam Newton, you look at Cam Newton and what he did in his rookie year, and he's coming in looking at, okay, Andrew Luck, he might can be the same thing. So
yeah,
I can understand Reggie by staying.
I'm going to abandon ship real quick because I brought up that headband. Look here, Bron, if you keep making your headband any more thicker, it's going to look like you got on the koofy out there trying to play basketball. Please cut that shit out, man. We know you going bald, man.
Bron, he's just a hater, Bron. Just keep doing your thing.
That's the thickest headband.
Keep doing your thing.
In headband history, man.
It is thick now. I'm not going to. It is thick. But, you know, keep doing your thing, Bron. He's just a hater.
That thing go from his eyebrow to the back of his head. That's too much. That's way too much cotton on the somebody's head.
You know what confuses me? He wears a thick headband during the game, but then on his post-game interviews in the locker room, he has on nothing. So everybody still sees your headband. I mean, your hairline.
He do wear the headband in his interviews.
No, I'm talking about I'm saying like once he gets back into the locker room.
Yeah.
Once he gets back into the locker room and he has
conspiracy theory. I got a conspiracy theory.
What's that?
Oh man.
He doesn't like other males seeing that he's balding like that.
So he wear that headband in the locker room, what you saying?
Nah, he's saying he doesn't wear it in the locker room.
I'm saying
but on the court, he wanna make sure the other males on the court don't look at him funny. Like, man, dude, you too young to be going bald.
Yeah.
Man, it just sometimes it's just in your jeans, man.
You need to cut it off.
It's in your jeans, man.
Go bald.
I got.
Shouldn't he just cut it off? Keep it 100.
No, because he's not. It's not at that point where he should just cut it off right now. He still has a little hair up. He still has a little line up there. He rock it, bro. Keep getting your hair cut. Keep getting your line faded and all that there, man.
Man, tell him to do the Kobe then. Rock the Kobe. Just almost bald, and you edge it up at the top of your head. You just edge that up. And
everybody don't look good with a total zero, man. Everybody don't look good with a low cut like that. You got to have a haircut that's fit or conducive to your head. If your head says, no, don't get a zero or bald head, you don't get a bald head, man. I don't care what your hairline looking like.
Well, he's going to go bald anyway.
But he's not bald yet, though.
You got to go and let it loose. It's time,
He's on his last leg, he's still living his last glory days. Live it up.
By next season, he got to let it go.
Live it up, Brian. But we get back to this mock draft, and I'm so excited. I want to introduce this next the number two pick. You know, I'm a Washington Redskins fan. Been a Washington Redskins fan since 87. When Doug won he was the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. So I've been a Redskins fan ever since then. But we haven't made much noise in recent years. So I'm just saying we haven't made much noise.
Any.
You know what I'm saying?
Any.
But I'm happy to say that we will draft RG3, and he will make us relevant again. I promise you.
I promise. Like that pick. Because to me, he's the best player in the draft, so I can't knock y'all.
Yeah, his upside is way better than Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck might be ready as far as mentally ready, pro ready right now, just because, you know, his dad played in the league and he's ready. But as far as his upside and the potential, RG3 is through the roof.
Yeah, he's nice. Now, Minnesota, they have him taking tackle.
Yeah, that's an interesting pick right there because they
homeboy, they need somebody to protect Ponder.
They do.
Ponder took a beating when he got out there. Boy.
Yeah, they do.
They need somebody to protect that backside. So.
Yeah, that would be a smart pick for them to pick because if they pick Justin Blackmon, they already have a little help on the outside. But they actually need somebody to protect.
They got Percy. They got a few.
They got
wide
Shanko.
Yeah, they give them some time back there. But you don't get much time in Minnesota right now.
Right. Now, this number four pick by Cleveland, I mean, they saying they should pick Trent Richardson, which would be the pick that they should go because, I mean, they don't have a running back. They just released Peyton Hillis.
Dude's a workhorse.
Yeah,
that dude work out.
He
may be one of the strongest, not one of the strongest running back to ever play professional football.
He's actually a bowling ball with wheels, and he runs downhill. And it's just, I like Trent Richardson. I hope Cleveland don't take him because you know, being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, I'm not a Tampa Bay fan, but I root for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because that's home team. I hope he's here when the fifth pick rolls around with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I want Tampa Bay.
Now, they have Tampa Bay taking the cornerback from LSU.
I wouldn't be mad at that, though, because they need cornerback help.
I wouldn't be mad. But, damn it, I want Justin Blackmon. We put him out there with Vincent Jackson and Winslow with
Mike Williams.
Williams
is that deal, man.
Williams, he's a great slot. He'll be a great slot.
That's why they went to draft. I mean, that's when they signed Vincent Jackson because they need a number one receiver. So then because Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they just have a bunch of slot receivers. So they need that number one man to take the focus off those other dudes. So
they don't need a cornerback. They got one.
Oh, they need a cornerback.
Homebred.
They need
some cheap shoes walking in here.
They need a cornerback. They need secondary help.
Oh, yeah. Good evening. Good evening, homie.
They need either a second, either a cornerback or a safety. They need that.
They got a homebred cornerback they can pick up, though.
Who is that?
Trey Williams.
You're right. I'm right. But, you know, if they don't do that, then, you know, they got to go to plan B.
You're right.
Yeah, you know. All I wanted to do is get to the Bucks. And what we're going to do right now is continue on and jump up off this draft. Because it's a lot of topics that people wanted us to touch on tonight. One was talk about why kids are so fat. Kids are so fat because parents aren't cooking anymore. They're taking them to Mickey D's and stuff. It's cheaper. It's cheaper to get that Happy Meal.
The dollar menu.
Yeah, all day, every day.
Right.
Hey, not to mention on Thursdays you get half off on the Happy Meal. Have you seen, when's the last time you bought a Happy Meal for somebody?
Well, I have a 3-year-old daughter, and I am proud to say I have never bought a Happy Meal for her.
Well,
I'm proud to say that.
Now, I bought her a Happy Meal recently. The way they do them with them fries now is a dirty game. Well, you get like 3 of them in there.
Oh, my goodness.
The box is like extra small.
I've seen the boxes. Somebody showed me a box, and I've seen the box. It's like you can fit like 3 or 4 fries in the box.
Yeah, it's like, man, what are you really? Really, I feel like, I mean, I don't want my children to be fat, but, I mean, I want them not to be begging for a snack 4
exactly.
minutes after eating.
Well, do they at least still give them the toy?
They give them a toy.
Okay.
They give them 3 fries, some apples, and 4 nuggets or a cheeseburger, a hamburger, or something. Yeah.
Well, they're trying. I mean, with the apples, you know, when I was little, they didn't have apples. You know, I don't know about you. I know you're way older than me.
When I was little. The apple wasn't invented when you was little?
No, I said.
You old as hell.
They
were
giving away apples in the Happy Meal when I was little.
Hey, we ain't even have Happy Meals when I was little. We just had a meal. Man, look here. No dollar menu, no nothing.
You showing your age.
I'm old. Shit, I don't care. I'm old. All we had was hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac. That was all on the McDonald's
menu. Big Mac in the Happy Meal?
Nah, I'm talking about what McDonald's was serving, period.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm lying. No, how did that song used to go?
What song? The McDonald's song?
Yeah. I bet you don't remember it.
Not right off the dome. Not right off top of the dome. I don't.
Big Mac, McDLT, quarter pounder with some cheese.
Oh, man.
Man, that was a hell of a song,
yeah,
man.
It was.
Yeah, hey.
But, you know, kids are fat because, you know, parents need to pay more attention to what they're feeding their kids. And, you know,
kids are fat because the parents are fat.
They're fat, too. And then it's lack of physical activity. You're not doing any more physical activity. Nowadays, kids are playing games, playing Xbox, you know, playing PlayStation all day. You know, when we were little, parents kicked us out the house.
Yeah.
They didn't tell us. It didn't matter. They told you, just get out the house. I don't care where you go.
Go play.
Get out the house.
Go play. And if you walked in the house too many times throughout that day, you wasting my AC. Better quit.
Exactly.
You better quit walking in and out my house.
Exactly.
Wasting my AC.
Exactly. You know, I see little kids nowadays, they're afraid of bugs. And I'm like, man, y'all don't get outside enough. Y'all scared of bugs or they don't even know of bugs like that there. So when they see one, it's
they never heard of a bug?
I'm saying that's how much they don't come outside anymore. They stuck in the house playing PlayStation and Xbox. And when they come outside and see nature, it's like, what is this?
I agree. Now, what we're going to do, what else were they asking? How come they remake every childhood movie? Like,
Go ahead.
I hate the fact that they tried to remake Footloose. Because
they tried to remake Footloose?
They remade Footloose. And to me, like, that new Footloose kind of made me rethink why I liked the first one. Because, I mean, once you go back and look at it as an adult, you're like, ooh, this, yeah, Kevin Bacon, Rainbow or something, you kind of a little funny or something about this.
Yeah, I can understand them.
Ruined my memory.
I can understand them remaking, you know, our childhood cartoons, because they don't make cartoons like they used to.
Nah, cartoons suck for children now.
Exactly. It's too much adult content in the cartoons nowadays. Now, I understand the cartoons that we had, because we had the bomb cartoons.
Run off your five best cartoons.
Oh, my five best cartoons. Not necessarily in this order, but I like the Tom and Jerry, the old Tom and Jerry, where nobody said a word, but it was still funny.
Stop.
Neither one of the Tom and Jerry's said a word, but it was funny.
Stop. I hated Tom and Jerry.
Man, come on.
I hated
Tom and Jerry.
I hated Roadrunner. I hated all those type of cartoons. To me, it made no legitimate sense. I don't get the point why this cat cannot kill this damn rat. I didn't get it. I don't understand it.
You know
why is this cat steady losing every show, every episode I'm watching, hoping that this damn rat gets killed.
You know
but
why?
Yet again, I'm disappointed every show.
You know why? Because they were in secret. They were friends. They didn't tell you that, but they were friends. So it was just like all about the chase. All about, okay, I'm about to get him, but really, I'm not going to get him.
Hold on, stop.
So, you know, that's what it was
Hold
all about,
on,
man.
Stop. How the hell were they friends?
They were friends,
and the
man.
The cat getting hammers and... bombs and all kinds of stuff blown up on him.
That was in
his
contract.
But you my homie?
It was in his contract.
How many friends you know blow you up?
It was in his contract, man. I'm telling you.
Tom and Jerry suck.
Okay, let me name off something.
Okay, go ahead.
Thundercat. I like
Thundercat. Now we're talking. Now you're on that real stuff.
Okay, yeah. Okay, He-Man.
Okay, now you... all right, now you seem like a genius.
Okay, I'm going to name off something else. When we was kind of like getting old, but we were still little. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
You can't hate on Master Splinter and Leonardo and all them boys.
Michelangelo was the pimp of pimp.
Oh, yeah.
What else?
You know, I'm going to name a new... No. I'm going to keep it old school. But I'm going to go a little... No, not Darkwing Duck, but I'm going to go with Gummy Bears. What you know about them Gummy Bears, man?
I don't know shit about a Gummy Bear.
You don't know about Gummy
Bears? I know
bear.
About eating Gummy Bears.
No, you never heard of the cartoon called Gummy Bears?
Nah, look here, man, forgot about...
You want me to name the theme song?
Hold on. Gummy Bear?
The theme song, I guarantee you.
Gummy Bears?
Gummy Bear. Your cousin Cole use it in the sample. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's bring the call in. 305-890. What's good?
Ain't nothing much, man. Cold chilling, man. Hey, yeah, the cartoons is another thing, man. These cartoons they looking at nowadays, it's pretty homo. I don't know about these little boys that they got to watch Dora and all kind of stuff like that. That is a little weird, but
yeah.
My biggest thing with the movies, man, just some of the stuff. Like, they got Thundercats. They get ready to make that into a live-action movie.
Yeah.
And,
hell, they gonna do that.
I think they just remade Total Recall, right? That one come out soon, I think.
Yeah, they've remade that again.
Yeah.
And Top Gun is in the works. They get ready to remake Top Gun, I heard.
Yeah. You see, certain things should never be touched again in life.
Exactly.
Top Gun is one of them.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know how you make that movie any better. Whatchamacallit. I saw the Footloose movie, and yeah, that was borderline at best.
Yeah, it's like the whole time you were watching it, you felt like glitter was just falling all around, little fairies floating around or something. Man, it made you like, really? I had to go back and watch the first one again. I'm like, well, damn, now this seems a little funny with it. I don't know. Like, it was way too much going on now. Now I'm looking at Kevin Bacon like, whoa, those jeans were a little too tight. They were tight. Just kept sliding around the flow and stuff. Like, it was too much going on.
Yeah, all right, my man got the list.
All right. Yeah. Appreciate you for calling. Look, man, you forgot about some great cartoons. Brave Star.
Okay.
Silverhawks.
Okay, yeah, Silverhawks was great. Were great.
Transformers.
Transformers and Transor Z. What about Transor Z? What you know about Transor Z?
What the hell? That's some generic cartoon.
No, it's not. No, it was not. No, it was not.
I've never heard of it.
No, no, it was like, it was a robot where it had like seven different parts. Like his foot, one of his foot was a whole different. It was a whole.
Voltron, nigga.
No. It's
and
called
I'll form the head.
It's kind of like.
No,
it's
called
like
Voltron.
It's kind, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, the black cat was the main cat. That's Voltron. Yeah. You just going to give it a name, though.
Nah.
You just gave it a name.
Nah, Transor Z was one, too, man. It was similar. It was similar. But what I was thinking was Voltron. I was thinking Voltron.
Yeah, Voltron, classic.
Right.
Super
right,
classic.
Right. G.I. Joe.
Yeah. What about The Mask?
The Mask.
Not The Mask. Mask. Mask.
The Mask.
Mask is like, woo! The cars used to lift up they car doors and fly.
Until, okay. Y'all brought back memories then.
Yeah.
You brought back memories
what
then.
About Turbo? Turbo.
Yeah, Turbo.
With the kid that used to get, like, when he couldn't control his temper, he changed into the car.
Yeah.
The red little. Yep. Yeah, man, look here, man. You left some shit out now.
Yeah, and you can't forget about the classic Flintstones, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. Look, man, y'all might laugh at me. One of my greatest things, the wise man. No, oh, Lord, before we even go there, Heathcliff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heathcliff.
Oh, yeah.
Heathcliff was a pimp.
Heathcliff.
And he had hands like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Heathcliff would dust you up now.
Riff Raff.
Get you dusted.
Heathcliff, Riff Raff. Yes, sir.
Heathcliff made me into the man I am now.
I must admit, Heathcliff did contribute to, you know, what
he
I am.
He loved women.
He loved them.
And he had hands.
And he didn't mind getting dirty. He didn't mind getting dirty.
He's going to the alley, boy. Hey,
exactly.
He's coming up out of there by himself, though.
But Riff Raff was a cool cat, though. Riff Raff was cool. He just ain't have no hands like Heathcliff had.
Yeah.
He might have been cooler than Heathcliff, but Heathcliff leveled it off by being more grittier than you know, Riff Raff. But yeah, but I did Riff Raff. It's just no old school cartoons like when we had when
no
we was growing up, man.
Cartoons.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. It's no new school cartoons like we had when we was old school, man.
Yeah. Hey. So we left. I mean, we kind of abandoned that, but. Another topic somebody sent in was nasty people in the bathroom that don't wash hands.
My goodness.
That's the type of shit that'll get your clothes hungry. Because I hate it when you notice a cat don't use the bathroom and then he notice you and he knows who you are and he hasn't washed his hands. But he want to dap you up and hug you and stuff like that.
Come on,
playboy. Tighten down, man. Look here.
That's why I don't shake most people's hands to this day, man.
Yeah.
I feel like your hands are the nastiest thing.
Yeah.
People don't wash their hands, especially. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. I already know where you're going at with that, producer. Because I'm telling you, I've been in public restrooms, and I had to go use the bathroom. And I see somebody already established on the toilet. They already established. So while I'm doing what I have to do, they're finished. And I don't see not one hand being up under the water, not one hand being up under the soap, neither hand being rinsed. I mean, come on, man. You just gonna wipe yourself.
Then you want to dap me up.
If you wipe yourself, you gonna wipe yourself and don't wash yourself? Come on, man. I'm not gonna say the majority of people that I see doing that, but they do that, man.
It's a dirty game. Now another question they sent in was ugly people who don't know they're ugly.
Okay, that with this right here,
got to be touchy with this.
It is touchy because, you know, regardless of what you look like, I want to see the inner beauty of you. I want to see that confidence. Even if you're a large girl and you carry yourself like you Jennifer Lopez, then that's going to make me think, okay, she don't care. She big, but okay. She has the attitude like, I don't care if I'm big. I'm just going to be happy in my skin.
I don't appreciate her swag. I can appreciate her swag of being like J-Lo.
I'm just saying, as far as the confidence.
But she needs to know she's not J-Lo.
She needs to know that. But
what you ain't going to do, because I feel insulted sometimes.
You're right.
What you ain't going to do is come up to me like both us in the same predicament or something.
But do you admire the confidence that she has in coming up to you? That's
no,
all I'm saying.
I mean,
admire her confidence. That's all I'm saying.
Sometimes, I mean, I ain't going to say I'm the best looking person in the world, but I mean, sometimes, though, it'll make you question yourself. You go home and just stand in the mirror like, did she really think she had a shot?
Yeah, you're right. But
you know,
even if you turn her down, later on, you're going to be like, at least she had the confidence to come up to me. I admire for that.
Hey, I mean,
I turned her down, but, you know, she had that confidence.
Sometimes, depending on how long you in there now, she might start looking like J-Lo.
Oh, you right.
Hey.
It depends on how low the bottle is.
Yeah, hey. Hold on. Hey, we got a caller waiting. 813-324 or 862-755. Press 1 if you want to get on the air and put your opinion in.
Oh, they don't
okay.
want it. They just hung up.
Well, the other thing is, somebody sent in, smallest dude in your crew always starts fights. He can't finish, so you end up finishing him. Man,
wow.
That's my producer.
Wow.
Damn. Hey, producer, you might want to turn your mic on.
I don't start fights, brother. Well, I know some people who do.
My producer, my producer moves around like a giant. But in reality, how tall is the producer?
6'5".
Wow. If you had to guess, how tall is he?
If I had to guess, I don't know specifically how tall he is, but if I had to guess, I'd give him 5'7".
Man, you out your mind, man.
Hey, you about right.
Hey, we stand somebody 5'7" next to the producer.
Give him 5'7".
They're going to look like Yao Ming. Put somebody 5'7" right next to him. He ain't going to look like Yao Ming. I'm going to keep it 100 because I love the producer. He knows, hey, man, I just keep it 100. Producer is 211. That's in a pair of Air Force One with the high heel bottom that the chicks wear.
Wow. But,
producer, you just going to take that?
I'm going to take that because, I got something for you later.
Save it for him.
I'm saving it. You know what I'm saying? You know, that is really reserved.
What
reserved
I
want to
say about
response.
The smaller dude, you know, starting to fight. You know, small dudes, they have a certain syndrome.
Short man's complex.
Yeah. Something like that because, you know, they used to being picked on. You know, so it's like they develop a certain chip on their shoulder. So it's like, I'm going to start this thing, but they know they can't finish it, but they going to start it.
Like at the real, man,
say it slowly.
At the real Will Ray.
Wow. I wasn't going there. I wasn't going. You went there.
I'm gone.
Yeah, you gone. You gone.
He's another one. He got the producer by like 4 inches.
Okay.
But hey, he's about maybe 96 pounds lighter. but he walks around, boy. Like he just walk around like he just slapped the first person that says hi.
Right.
Angry midget. He's an angry midget.
Right, but it don't matter. But he slapped, though. A lot of people won't slap. If you small or big and won't slap,
yeah, you got to be willing to go in.
Exactly. You got to be willing to go in.
Yeah.
If
I'm wrong, I'm going to go all the way in.
Even
you
if you get
saying?
Beat.
Like,
even if you get
yeah.
beat, people going to be like, oh, he went in.
Went
at least
in.
He went in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe
so,
the first time.
I ain't finna rile up and then
for your whole,
be like, yeah, hey, y'all handle that.
But
if I get money now, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah. Then you're going to Kevin Hart it.
Yeah.
He got to be smart. After that, you know what I'm saying? You got to be, if you don't have guts, you got to look at your crew. If your crew gonna back you up, then you can have all the guts you want. But if you ain't got no crew that's gonna back up your guts, then you might not need to have all them guts,
right?
Man. Don't have all them guts. All
right, yeah. So that is our entertainment segment. What we're about to do now is take a quick commercial break.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna get into the thick of things
uh-huh.
and hit on these relationship problems.
Uh huh.
That's
right.
Bad. My man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all the cash.
Okay.
Boys in blue who agreed before the badge.
Okay.
The first push who ever made the stash.
Okay.
The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life.
Hey.
Thanks to the lames, niggas with bad names. Thanks to a little change, I tore you off the cane. Bullet wounds. Stop your buffoonery. Thanks to the pastor rapping at your eulogy. To Little Kim and them, you know the women friend who carry the word cross state for a gentleman. Yeah, thanks to all the hustlers, and most importantly, you, the customer. The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year.
Hey.
Drinks is on the house.
The
rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice.
Hey.
Bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house.
We in the house. We in the house.
Hey. Let your hair down, baby. I just hit a score. Pick any place on the planet. Pick a shore. Take what the fall is bigger than bigger more. Cause they forgot to account what I did with the fraud. Pick a time to pick apart the flaws. Pick a weekend for freaking for bigger falls. I think the frauds never hit a lick before. So they don't know the feeling when them things get a call. Window, fill a force, fill a Porsche, hit the frost, ice cold, shoes got no flaws, drop got no top, you on the top floor, pink rosé, pink OJ, I get away with murder when I sling yay, Heron got less steps than Britney, that means it ain't stepped on, dig me, the rock boys in the building tonight,
hey.
Oh what a feeling I'm feeling like,
hey.
You don't even gotta bring your paper out, we the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. From the apple orchard. This kind of talk is only reserved for the bosses. Which means I get it from the crown. Which means you get it when I'm around. Rich niggas, black bar mitzvahs, mogul carpets of celebration bitches. The Hines. I wish for you 100 years of success, but it's my time. Cheers, toast to crime. Number one D-boy, James LeBron. Home.
Lukey, baby.
Call in right now at 646-478-3372. Again, that's 646-478-3372. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Perp Info and also the host at Ish5014. Watch the show live on perpinfo.com/perptv or at perpinfo.com/perpradio.
All right, we're back. What we're going to get into now is the relationship portion of the show, and we want to talk about 10 things women wish men knew.
How they know we don't know them? That's what I want to know. Yeah, how they know we don't know them? Just because of this and that don't mean we don't know.
Yeah, and if at any point what we're saying, a woman wants to chime in or a man wants to chime in, you can reach us at 646-478-3372. Once again, the number is 646-478-3372.
Yeah.
The number one thing is they want us to listen up.
Okay.
Listen. This woman says, I can't stress enough how important this is. Women often talk about, yes, our feelings. This doesn't mean we'll break down in hysterics all the time. In fact, probably never. It simply means that we like to vent and rant about problems we have and people we hate, etc. Just listen carefully, agree and sympathize with us in the right places, and at least try to look like you care.
Okay, I mean, to a certain extent, I agree with that, because listening, you have to be able to listen. You have to be a good listener before you can speak. So if you, and going back to women speak way more words than us daily. I forgot the exact number, but they got to get out 2,000 or 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 words a day. So
damn.
I'm telling you, look it up. That's what it is. They got to get out. And us, we like 1,000 words. So it's like, you know, they need to get some words out, but it boils down to understanding. A man needs to understand that a woman needs to get that out, and a woman needs to understand that a man
doesn't really want
to
hear it.
Exactly. So we got when the man gets to that point where we don't want to hear anything else, it's like that excessive talking. That excessive talking, all those words that you
now need. You sound like Charlie Brown. I'm talking about the woman.
Oh yeah,
We tone that excessive talking out,
ladies. We tone that out. But the stuff that really means something, we'll listen to you.
Yeah.
But what they seem to count against us is the times that we don't listen, which and you talking about that gibberish. We don't want to hear gibberish, and like I said, it goes back to understanding. Understand that you got to get these words out, but understand we don't need to hear and want to hear all these words. Go ahead, host, because I know you got a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah,
to
hold on, though. Hey, caller, 813-324, if you want to chime in, press 1. What I was going to say is I'm actually a great listener, because I don't want to talk that much any damn way.
Right.
So I just be like, okay. Oh, yeah, you got tried. Or something like that. I can be involved in a 45-minute conversation, and you might get 4 or 5 words out of me.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, that lady will say, you are such a great conversationalist.
Because all you need is a few key words to keep the conversation going, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just those few key words to keep the conversation going, because she's going to do the bulk of the talking.
But you are actually listening.
Yeah, you listening. Yeah, you got to listen.
Man,
but you ain't got
I
to
ain't
say
paying
nothing.
Attention to nothing.
No, you have to listen to
her. I'm
you
not listening.
At least listen.
I'm listening for the key words.
Yeah, the key
for
words.
For the key words.
You can figure out a conversation with key words.
And that's when you say,
But me, me personally, you know, I'm listening to every word she
women,
has to say.
Women give you a lot of details sometimes.
They do.
Our
they
brain
do.
Can't store that.
But you have, yeah, you yeah, you have to listen to everything they say, but just pitch in with the key words, like y'all say. Pitch in those key words, but everything else that they say, yeah, you pitch that out. Because, listen, what it would do is it'll set them up. It'll set you up for future references. You can have this conversation with her. She done spill her guts out right here. But then later on in the relationship, she might come up with something that doesn't add up with what she said right here. So then, you know, because that women, they think that they smarter than us. They think that they smarter than us. But, you know what I'm saying, on the average, they probably are. But
you speak for yourself, then.
No, I'm not. I said the average. I said the average. I'm not the average. I'm not speaking for myself. I said the average. On the average, they are. They have more sense than a man because you know we tend to think with the wrong head sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So, the number two thing is. By the way, you talking a lot tonight,
man.
But
I'm just trying to keep it going, buddy.
The number two thing is listen harder.
Oh my goodness! Come on, man.
Try to pick up on what we're not saying. For example, if we look sad and you ask, "What's the matter?" We may say, "I'm fine," when we're anything but. No, this isn't some evil Jedi mind trick to toy with you. It's a defense mechanism. There are many reasons for the "I'm fine" response. We may think our problem is stupid and you'll laugh at us if we tell you. Or maybe we're trying to be strong and not look like a total mushball in front of you. People always think it's guys who try not to cry, but girls do the same thing. It's considered a sign of weakness, and we may feel insecure about it.
Wow, you said a mouthful, didn't
you? I did.
You said a mouthful.
It's a lot to address in that, too.
You're right. It's a lot of meat on that bone. Go ahead. I'll let you chime in first.
Y'all do, like, a man who had a bad day at work, yes, how his day was, we're not going to... See, y'all feel like y'all have to put in all the fillers. I don't want to hear all the fillers. Man, get right to what's bothering you. If I ask you, what's the matter, and you say, nothing, and now I got to read in between your nothing and try to pick out what that something, obviously something's bothering you, baby. You can talk to me or whatever when I really don't want to hear that shit anyway. Yes, out of gas. Okay, what's bothering you? Nothing? Fine, shit, okay. What you cooking for dinner? Shit, hey, I need this conversation over with as quickly as possible because I'm really not trying to hear it anyway.
I can agree with that because as a man, I don't like problems.
Yeah.
So if you say no problem, all right, hey, let's go. No problem. Everything's moving smooth.
But you know that's part.
You
of
put
the,
that roast in the oven.
That's part of the female chase. They want you. It's part of the chase, and I don't agree with the chase to a certain extent because like you say, you obviously there's something wrong with you. So if I ask you what's wrong, babe, I sense something wrong with you. And you don't, and you get caught up in that chase, and you don't want to tell me when I'm recognizing the first time that you, it's something wrong with you, but you don't want to tell me because you want me to read into it, you want me to know. I mean, come on, y'all. I mean, come on now. We're not mind readers out there. We already recognizing that there's something wrong with you. Can we get enough credit for that? We recognizing that there's something wrong. What? Let's talk about it. But
hey,
no.
Caller, 813-324. You on the air? What you got to say?
Now y'all really tripping.
Like,
y'all are tripping talking about is a roast in the oven and she's something wrong with your girl. That don't make no sense.
How you feel
first of all, when you have a relationship with somebody, just like we listen to the bullshit that y'all wanna talk about, I mean the bull stuff y'all wanna talk about, y'all gotta listen to what we wanna talk about sometimes. And even if it takes a little crying out, that shows how much you care for somebody.
Give me one second. Let me ask you one quick question, and I'm going to let you go on.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has your man said, maybe I had a rough day at work, this, this, and the other, or blah, 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 and he's just running off at the mouth with probably.
You know what? Sometimes he'll be like, oh, you know, I just had a rough day. And me, I'm the type of person, I like to talk, I like to communicate. So I don't want him, because I know men will hold things in because society makes, you know, men, you can't be emotional and you can't be venting like no chick. But that's why men have a high rate of heart attack and stuff, because y'all hold everything in. So me as his woman, you know,
I'll... Because y'all won't shut up sometimes. It's like, hey, if y'all don't... Y'all try to pry it out of us a lot of times. Most of the times, you're trying to pry something out that I don't feel like talking about. I'm ready to just brush it off and strap up and get ready for the next day. But y'all like, no, we need to talk about this. Why don't you let it out? Why can't you open to me? All that. And then now you're making my ulcers act, though.
Yeah, it's the first you, the get to that point, this is saying that she says, oh, I'm fine. When it's anything but, so she's not even telling you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to ask the caller. Caller, if you had a hard day at work or something happened to you, and you come home with an attitude, and your man recognized that you have an attitude, and he asks you what's wrong, but you send him through this chase, and you like nothing, but you know something is wrong. But why did you send him through that chase when he recognizing that something is wrong with you and he's asking you what's wrong? Why do you send him through that chase?
Me personally, I don't do it. Sometimes I do it intentionally because you want to see how much that person cares about how you feel. Because when you're in a relationship,
Go ahead. But I got something to say. Go ahead and finish.
Okay, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, if they hurt, you hurt. So, you know what I'm saying? So, on the same, you have to make sure that person's okay. So, you want him to go that extra mile and be like, well, babe, you sure ain't nothing wrong with you? And if he cares about you enough, he'll try to pry it out of you, and it doesn't necessarily mean right then and there. Maybe later on that night, you know, you're ready to talk about it, and you try to communicate with her. But... just when you love somebody and this is your woman, you're not just going to be like, oh, okay, well, shit, where the food at? Because that's being insensitive. Okay. You have to try to listen and try to communicate. Women are complicated. Women like to be babied. We like to be asked questions. We like to be chased. It's just the nature of the beast. That's how we are.
So, okay, isn't it not enough that your man recognized that it's something wrong with you and he's asking you, babe, what's wrong? Is that not enough sign that he cares about you to recognize, hey, babe, is something wrong with you?
Because what's going to happen is you're going to turn around and reflect that anger on that man.
Y'all going to end up
trying to console you and realize that you had a rough day.
Well, I don't know what kind of women you've been around, but... Personally, if I'm having a bad day, the first person I want to run to is my man.
Hold up. What you talking about my women?
Well, it's the truth.
Very nice women in my day. Not recently, but in my day, I've been around some nice women. And when I asked, what's your problem? They had an understanding with me that they knew. Because typically, a man is not, like, even if most men, if they even if they are in love with you, they don't want to put on that extra burden of what your problem was throughout that day, because they've had a hell of a lot of problems throughout the day as well.
Then they're not in love with you. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that, because anybody on the street can recognize you upset. You go in the store and have a little unit on your face. The clerk will ask you, oh, you okay? What's wrong? You having a bad day? You know what I'm saying? And a stranger you ain't going to tell your business to. But the first person you want to run to is the person that you love.
Oh, so you one of the types that just walk around with a unit when you upset.
No, but people could tell.
38 hot.
People can tell.
You go into 7-Eleven, you shooting units at, and damn it, don't worry about my date. How much is this cranberry juice? You just, you gonna let everybody know you pissed off with the world because you had a bad day.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I was using that as an example because anybody can say what's wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? But the person that you love, in love with, should be the person that is trying to really get to the root of the problem. Now, okay.
So
if you don't want to talk about
Is it not enough? You said that.
No, it's not enough.
Listen, you said that anybody can recognize you. But is it not enough that your mate or whoever you concerned with that recognizes that you have a problem? So you want him to go be above and beyond to get to the root of the problem. And I don't disagree with the, choose the chase. Where you going to apply that chase to?
But see,
certain areas you don't apply that chase to. You just get straight to the nitty gritty.
But see,
you don't apply
but
that
see,
chase to it. Dog.
But see, DJ TJ, this how it is though. Like it's a chase going on both areas. Because we as men, we already like you say, boom, you came in. You're throwing stuff around, da da da. Oh, what's wrong? And you say, as a female, oh, nothing wrong. So we recognize, oh, she trying to fake like ain't nothing wrong.
Uh huh.
When I know good and well there's something wrong.
Right.
So my chase is instead of me, like asking you like what's wrong with you, da da da. When I know you ain't gonna tell me, you gonna tell me later, just like how you said. So like, I'm basically just saying that as men, we kind of know all that. So we running the chase as well. So that's kind of like how it's got to go. You don't want no man that's like always asking, oh, what's wrong? Oh, it's got
to
be something
I
wrong.
I wanted to disagree with you, but
you're
right.
I'm right.
You
know
what I'm
saying?
Right.
Right. I'm
right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Right.
Right. You're right. Yeah, you're right because we're going to react to how the female presented to her. But I'm saying it shouldn't even be a chase. In that situation right there, it shouldn't even be a chase.
It should.
If you have a problem, we need to get to this root of this problem. Don't make me chase in this problem. Make me chase you some other area. But this right here, we need to get to the nitty gritty of this right here. So that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't even must be a chase in that. I'm not disagreeing with the chase, but you know what I'm saying? Just pick and choose your chase. Where you going to apply that chase to? That's all I'm saying.
My thing is you slowing up dinner.
I'm,
and you don't address it at that point. Look here, hey, Lakers game about to come on. Kobe,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see Kobe.
Hey,
3 minutes to spit it out. Now I don't need you walking around the house still after I asked you what was wrong with that same stink ass attitude. I need you to go ahead and focus on dinner now.
I don't know. I don't agree with y'all because the simple fact is if you're in a relationship and you're upset, even if you don't want to tell that person right then and there, that person should want them either, try to pry it out of you or try to do something to make you smile and get your mind off of the problem. I mean, me personally, I don't want you to beg me to try to get it out of me. If I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to talk about it. But if you see something's wrong with me, try to do something to make that load a little lighter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe why don't you get in there and finish dinner while I go take a hot shower?
You're right. Because I'm looking at it from a single man standpoint.
Exactly.
I had to think about past relationships. And I was that sucker. I'd be up there and I'd be like, nah, babe, you're a little off today. You know what I'm saying? Babe, just talk to me. You know what I'm saying? You can express yourself to me. If something's wrong with you, you can talk to me. That's what I'm here for. I'm here. I'm your shoulder. I'm your rock. I'm that rock. Talk to me, babe. And they would.
How you went from that rock to where is dinner ready? Or am I talking to the same person?
I'm looking from a single man. Now I'm back in relationship form. I remember what it was like. I'm fresh out of a relationship. It's been like 3 months or so. How long have I been broken up? 2.5? Something. It's been I'm broke up now. But when you were just speaking, it made me think about my last relationship. And when you are in a relationship with somebody, you will take the time out to make sure, you know what I'm saying? Talk to me.
Let exactly.
It out. Yeah.
You have to communicate.
Nah, even when you're in that relationship, you really don't want to hear that shit, though. Know that.
Know that.
But you still got to sit there and smile and take it, because that's your love. So that's what you do. You sacrifice something.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with that. Well, we have another calling in. Paula, you want to say something? 111111. Press 1. You want to say something? And 813-324. I appreciate you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good night, guys.
All right. Yeah. Stay on the line if you want to. No.
All right.
Stay on the line. I leave you no choice. Got more questions for you. Are we on number? We're on number three. Don't try to be a player. Most women hate men who try far too hard to look cool and try to pick up as many women as they possibly can. To you, it may be a fun ego boost, but to us, it's annoying and disappointing. We don't want a player. We want a solid, dependable man with just a hint of mystery, who is faithful and willing to stick with us no matter what, not hit on. Anything in a skirt. Let me go back.
Yeah.
Not hit on anything in a skirt. We prefer to be respected rather than to be hit on relentlessly. But, of course, don't treat us like you're your mother.
Yeah. But the one word that disturbed me out of everything you just said was try. You know, they said don't be a player and don't try. So a player doesn't try to be a player, because if you're a player, that's just the way it goes,
natural.
You know what I'm saying? So if you are trying to be a player,
you're not a player.
You're not a player.
So, no way, no how.
Yeah, no way, no stretch, no form. So, you know, if you're trying to be a player, and ladies, if you recognize a dude trying to be a player, trying to be cool, he's not cool, or he's not a player. I mean, he's just corny, basically. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? The rest of that stuff you're talking about, I mean, that's good too, but you don't have to try to be a player.
Absolutely not. My thing is, y'all want y'all cake and eat it too. I actually agree totally with it.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep that mystery. You don't want to be that over rambunctious guy to where you just, I'm shooting at everybody in here.
Right.
But
right,
you
right.
also want to be that guy, like, you're not the only option.
Exactly.
You got to show them that part, too. Yeah, like,
exactly.
I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to show your lady that, okay, I'm able to go catch fish. I might not be out here catching fish, but I am able to catch fish. You have to let her know that. I'm able.
Yeah,
I'm capable. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just
the analogy you should have said was, hey, if I chose to, you should know this, and I can show you very easily, more so than I can tell you.
Same thing.
I can get every fish in this bitch.
Same thing.
But I've seen you, I've noticed you, and you are the person I want to focus my attention to.
Right.
Know that.
And sometimes in a relationship, you might want to do that on purpose. Like, just have something, just, you know what I'm saying? Let her know that, hey, I still got it out here in these streets now.
Keep her on her toes.
Exactly.
Let her, so she knows, still, don't forget you got a good man here.
Exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
If not you, it will be somebody else.
Exactly.
If I'm wrong, 813-324, tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I would have to say that, I mean, you shouldn't have to show. Well, what are you talking about? Like, if you meet a chick in the club and, you know, you need to, or are you talking about relationship-wise?
Already established in this relationship.
Okay, so you already established in the relationship and you got to show, you trying to basically let her know that she's not the only option?
not let her know, but just, you know what I'm saying? Because like we said earlier, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to, if you're a player, you don't have to try to be a player. Just,
sometimes women get, women and men both get complacent when they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
You kind of get to thinking, well, I got her, no need to impress her anymore.
No, I mean, me personally, I don't think that, because I automatically already have the sense, well, I'm not the only cute chick on the universe, in the universe. So basically, she can. What?
You're cute?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of cute.
Uh-oh.
But that's besides the point.
I want to apologize. Because I was thinking, when you were talking, like, I was giving you props and stuff, but I'm like, she might not be that attractive.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I think I'm kind of cute. But, like I said, you always want to have that. It's kind of like a little fear in the back of your head that you got to keep yourself up. You got to maintain yourself in your household to keep your man. So you don't have to show her that, because a real woman that's with you is going to know, I got to make sure I'm the same woman he was when he met me. And, you know, you ain't got to show a real woman that. But now if you messing with some chick that, you know what I'm saying, then got all out about it and don't do nothing no more and don't do her hair no more, then, okay, I can understand you going out there to light a fire on her butt to get it together. But you really don't have to show a woman, a real woman, that, because a real woman knows she got to maintain.
You. I owe you an apology.
Why?
Because you are definitely cute.
Oh, well, thanks.
I'm not putting you on blast. It's all.
So what are you trying to say? I sound like a big ugly girl on the phone because I'm saying some stuff that you agree with?
Just the way you were talking about relationships and stuff, you were sounding like somebody who wasn't that attractive. You are truly the exception to the rule. You're very cute.
Oh, thanks.
But yeah, to chime in on what you were talking about, I mean, you shouldn't have to have a man to keep yourself up. I mean, you should want to keep yourself up for you. I mean,
I know that's right, but I'm talking about as far as a relationship. That's what I'm saying. When you a real woman, you come into a relationship.
It's commercial break. It's certain people paying the bill. We have to quit commercial break. Please stay on hold.
We were so hurt all over. they poke your shoes. Let your pretty face your hand down. It's happening now, baby.
If you feel any way, you can chime in at 646-478-3372. The number four thing is, nice guys don't finish last. Sure, every woman likes a smoking hot bad boy, but we secretly hope that underneath there is a safe and dependable guy we can fix to be the perfect lover. Lies. That's a lie.
We can fix. That's what I disagree with. A safe and dependable guy we can fix. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You don't need to fix a nice guy.
Come on, man.
A nice guy is nice. What are you trying to fix?
Come on, man. But go ahead. Read on.
You
read
want
on.
A bad guy. That's what you.
That's what you want to fix.
That you. There you go with wishing.
Yeah.
You
come
wish.
On, man.
You
on,
wish
man.
And you hope he can be that man that you want him to be because he's smoking hot.
Right.
That's where I come into play.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, because
if I go in on that, you're going to put me in a penalty box. So
well,
I'm
then
right.
I want you to go ahead. I'm going to chill.
I'm
going to cross my
legs. But we're going to go on to, we're going to finish on
A safe and dependable guy we can fix to be perfect, to be that perfect lover. That means that though we can be immediately attracted by a dangerous or mysterious vibe, we only tend to stick around if we feel there's potential for an actual commitment there. Every girl likes a nice, respectable guy who's sweet and will pay for the dinner, pull out her chair, and open doors for her. Just don't lay on the sweetness too much or too soon, or you'll look like a love stick puppy, which is never attractive.
Go ahead, do what you do.
You're right. That's never attractive. You know, look like you a love sick puppy.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like you just, you know, trying to cling on to her just for whatever reason. But I want to get back on this fix part, man, because this fix. I mean, come on, man.
I wanted to talk about this because you known to give a girl them puppy dog eyes.
Nah. I give her what she need. That's not necessarily what she want. I give her what she need, and they don't like that.
They don't like what they need.
No, they don't like that. They don't like to be told what they need. They don't like to be given what they need. They want what they want. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody have a little selfishness.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, ask me.
Do you have a problem with being a fixer upper?
What you mean a fixer upper?
Like, hey, a chick might get with you and be like, well, as long as I can get this, this, and this straight with him, he could be the perfect guy for me.
No, because me personally, just me. Now, every guy doesn't have this mentality. I'm going to already bring something to the table. So it's like whatever I bring to the table, I'm going to bring about 80% of what you want. I might be lacking this 20%, but I'm going to bring this 80%. So if you ain't happy with this 80%, your mind ain't right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn.
That's just me.
Oh, damn.
So, you know. And that's what gets men messed up because
producer.
Nah, man, you come on, man.
You know what? There's a song I've been missing, and I haven't heard it all night.
Unlawfully,
I'm gonna probably need to hear it. In
unlawfully,
five,
it's unlawful.
Four,
it's unlawful.
Three, two, one.
I'll take it though. I take it.
Did he just fix his mouth and had the audacity to say he's bringing 80% of what every woman wants? Right in, I'm putting the words you said right there on Front Street. You said you giving them 80% of what they want.
That's what he said.
Right off top. Huh?
That's what he said.
All lies. Huh? You ain't giving it. I give you 30. Maybe 20. I can't give you no higher than 32%.
Women's standards are high. He said 80.
Yeah, 80.
Wow, that's high.
He's just that guy, huh?
Ooh.
Basically, what my co-host is trying to tell y'all, hey, he's Diddy or somebody. It's just a couple of tweaks in his game, and he's a done out here. You won't look any further, huh? That's who you are. You that guy.
Hey, the penalty box is now 1:51 long.
Producer.
Yeah.
Producer, how you feel, dude? Do you think you giving the chick 80%?
Nah, cause I ain't surpassing 50 right now.
Yeah,
I'm at 40, 35. Not saying that I'm gonna not give her 100%, but I don't have all that.
Right back on. What are y'all downgrading yourselves by me hearing what y'all are saying? Y'all are downgrading yourselves, man, because. What are you looking at that you cannot bring to a chick? What are you looking at that you don't have that you can bring to the chick? I know you ain't
that's
talking about
house,
money.
Car.
No, you're looking at the wrong thing.
You know what percentage of the game that is?
Listen, man.
The ring gonna set me back.
So how you explain chicks getting with dudes that ain't got nothing pretty much.
But you said I'm just looking at it from the standpoint. You said any chick, 80%.
I said me. I'm not,
I looked at it as marriage, bro. I looked at it as marriage, like marriage.
What you mean, like marriage?
Like bringing everything that you would need as far as how I would want to get. I don't know how you want to do this thing. I want to be like 80%. I ain't know what that 80%.
Not 80. 80 is a little
80
high.
High. Listen, 80 high.
You, 80% is like the woman is bringing into your world is just 20% of what you need to make your life complete. You're bringing 80 right off top. So you need 20% to make you 100% complete.
That woman bought 20.
No.
The woman bought 20% gonna make you, like it, 80 you like you say, you did it status. You 80, you got the brand, you got the all you need is the woman, and the woman is the 20. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I think y'all are looking at. Y'all looking at the bread status. Y'all looking at just bread.
I mean, I'm a different female, nigga, though.
The right female is not looking at bread. If you got a vision.
She ain't got to be looking at it. I'm looking at it.
But listen. If you got a vision and a female can cling on to that vision and believe in that vision and back you in that vision, even though, no, you don't got the bread right now, but you got the vision to get that bread, and it's legitimate. So if you got the vision and she backs you up on that vision, and you're not lacking in other, you meet her spiritual needs, her emotional needs, her
talk to her, miss.
You know what I'm saying? You meet all that other stuff. You just looking at one standpoint as far as bread, but a woman needs more than security.
Well, what you
financial security is.
What you lacking in is crib, stability, man. But
each one of them about 25%.
That's where the vision comes in.
Let's get a woman. Let's bring 813-324 back in.
Y'all don't
understand. 813-324. How do you feel?
Okay, so I would have to agree with him. I would say that it's not based on a real woman. It's not based on materialistic things. To me, if I see it, I could meet a dude that has plenty of money, but that's all he talks about, and you know what I'm saying, and he's into himself. That doesn't attract me. I want somebody that has all the other stuff going for them. And if you have a vision, not saying, oh, you just saying pipe dreams. I actually see you in college doing your thing. I actually see you hustling. Like, that's so much more attractive to me than the bread. So if I get with somebody on that level that I can see me and him together, that energy is unstoppable, then I want to be with that person. So
I tell you what, I'm that guy, and say I never do meet that potential, and you just wind up taking care of me for the rest of my life. That should be all good.
Not the rest of my life, though, cuz. Not the rest of my life.
No.
What do you mean,
no? No. There's a difference.
No.
Like I said, don't feed me pipe dreams. Everybody want to be a rapper, okay? So everybody got a label. Everybody want to rap. So, you know what I'm saying? That's different. But if I see, let's say, you tell me, okay, I want to be in the entertainment business, and I see you hustling, and every time you fall down, you're getting back up and handling your business, I want somebody with that kind of resilience. I don't want
somebody. I'm going to be that guy until I'm 70.
No, you're not, because if you really focus, it's not going to take you to 70 to get what you need to
get.
Why not?
Because going to get that freak.
Mm-mm. I'm not going to mess with nobody that's not driven, period.
I'm
too old to be.
Let's just say it does not happen. If it does not happen, you should love me anyway, because you said it's not even about that.
No, it's not about that.
I'm going to keep driving, and I'm going to keep falling down, getting back up, and I'm right back at America until I'm 70 years old. Need you to have my back.
It's
you
about
got it?
A legitimate dream.
Yeah,
you can't
I do.
Just, It's about a legitimate.
You
want
to get married now?
Yeah, man. I was just gonna
we
say that.
We need to go to the courthouse now,
right now.
That's who I need on my team, man. You'll ride or die, but I got a feeling you gonna die before I ride.
No, I like I said, if you driven, if you that person, and you just make it, you by any means necessary, you gonna get where you need to get. You know, if you fall down and keep on falling down and that's it, then it's not meant for you to happen to you.
It's about any means necessary. So now I'm robbing. Now, hey, I'm selling drugs on the side.
No, I wasn't saying it like that. I'm saying it because I don't mess with them kind of people. Like, I like a man to have a hustler mentality, but do it in a legal way. So if I'm going to be with somebody, that means he's going to have to hustle. Do if he has 3 or 4 hustles to get what he needs to get legally, I'm with it. If he, you know, is not making that much money, I'm going to support my man because I'm with him because I see that vision in his eyes and I see it's real. That's why you got to get to know a person because so many times females rush in.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to give you 100. I sell fresh eggs, frozen cups, and brown crayons every Saturday. And I'm also trying to promote this show. So obviously, I'm out here trying to get a legitimate hustle. I'm not making any money, but I'm out here hustling. You want to get booed up now?
Okay, wait a minute now. So you're selling fresh eggs, and that's the only thing you could do is sell fresh eggs and crayons. That's the only thing possible that you could do.
And make them out here hustling. I'm positive. I'm keeping it legal.
A legitimate dream, host. Legitimate dream. Come on, man.
Wait a minute. That is a legitimate dream.
That ain't a legitimate business.
How is it?
No, it's not.
Sold fresh eggs on the size of streets in Tampa.
Brown crayons.
Look at them now.
Brown crayons, though.
Okay, X out the crayon. My dad used to sell eggs on the size of street corners.
That's your
daddy.
While
he was getting his degree at USF.
That's your daddy. Your daddy came up in a different time than us. You know what I'm talking about?
A different who?
A different time. He came up in a different time, man. Come on, man. Eggs is
eggs,
but all
eggs.
I'm saying
if
is,
you got my back, you got my back.
But it has
he
to be.
Said it doesn't matter about the money as long as I'm out there hustling. I'm hustling these brown eggs off of them. I'm coming back to the house with about $11, and I need you to love me afterwards.
You know what? I would love you, but I'm going to once I see that's not progressing. No. What you say?
You might love me, but it'll be from afar.
No. Yeah. See, let me finish.
Walking in the house and you're going to have some warm bath water, rub me down and love me down. You're going to be like, okay, I was trying to clean the show up, but I got to keep it 100 with you. Your exact words is going to be, nigga, $11. You've been gone 13 hours.
Yeah, you brought back,
brought back $11.
That ain't even a dollar an hour.
But what I'm saying is, if my man's going out there every day and bringing home $11 an hour, and that's the only hustle he has, if I don't see that it's starting to step up a little bit, then that's where I come in and say, babe, why don't we find something else that we could do together, or is there something that I can help you with? So because this $11 ain't gonna cut it for you. And then that's where the communication starts. That's where you start.
You mean yourself, right?
Who?
When you say you, it means yourself, right?
No!
Disappointing you. When you've been gone all day, you talk about yourself. Keep it 100 with me. You got to keep it 100 with me. What you doing now? You're shitting me now. I need you to keep it 100 with me.
I'm keeping it 100 every female's not like that.
Man, you know damn well you're not just going to put up with a guy bringing nothing to the table. I don't give a damn how much you love him.
$10, $11? Come on now.
No, but I'm not going to be with a person that's going to be complacent with $11.
You're going to abandon ship on that guy sooner or later, no matter how big the dream is.
because a person, a hustler, is not going to settle for $11. After the third day, he going to be like, well, shoot, if these eggs ain't selling, let me get some bottled water. You know what I'm saying? That's what a hustle mentality is. It's not, okay, I'm going to sell eggs day in, day out, and only bring $11. I'm not going to be able to do it like that.
The house. Just like the homeless people, huh? Selling bottled water in the newspaper. I walk and you're going to respect me as the man of that house when you're making $45,000, $50,000 a year. I got
if
that.
If that's all you can bring, if that's all you can bring to the table, if we sit down and brainstorm and be like, baby, this is what you want to do, then we're going to have to expand. We're going to have to get you a supermarket with a whole bunch of eggs in it because we ain't going to have you on the street corner all your life. So
you're lying. You're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
Because what's going to happen is if I'm walking my ass in there selling bottled damn water, I walk my ass into the house, what the first thing, I'm going to be like, baby, why you got the big piece of chicken? And you're going to be like, your ass brought in $11. Huh?
I'm a different breed.
That's why I'm eating a big piece of chicken. I'm bringing in a big portion into the house. I'm paying everything. Only thing you can do with your $11 is buy some natural ice. You're going to keep it real with me.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm keeping it real. If a man is bringing home $11 every day and he's okay with that, then I'm not okay with him because the person that I'm going to be with always wants to upgrade, doesn't want to downgrade. So $11 this week and it turns into $22 next week, I'm okay with that because he's progressing. But if you stuck, then I'm not gonna take care of no grown behind man. I'm not going to take care of him if he's okay with $11.
I want to go in so hard, but you are cute as hell, so I can't do it. But we got to take this commercial break, and we got to go into the secret letter. I'm not going in on you because I'm just going to sit back and wait on your relationship to end, and hopefully you'll hit me up on Facebook or something like, hey, your turn.
That's right.
All right.
What's the man to do when he just can't take no more? What's the man to do? Tell me, what's the use of holding on if we can't be friends?
Next episode of the show. What we got to do now is jump into the secret letters. The first secret letter is I am seeing someone that is 26. I'm 40.
Wow.
Just curious where this could or could not go. Not a fan of wasting my time, so I leave my options open to date someone my age, should they present themselves. Honestly, I think it's all about the sex. I try my hardest to convince myself that it isn't, because he has a stable, well-paying job and is funny and can make me laugh, as well as we enjoy the same things like bowling, sports, and concerts. Would just like to hear a male's perspective
on that situation.
Yeah, the young guy doesn't love you.
No,
yeah,
you are exactly right.
It's a thrill to him.
Trust your instincts.
Yeah.
It's just a sex thing.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I think your instincts right.
Yeah, he's kind of like enjoying it. It's like, yeah, he's sleeping with somebody old enough to be his mom.
Yeah, he's 26 and
yeah,
40.
Yeah,
he's
the
40.
Oldest woman he's ever slept with.
Yeah,
so, you
definitely.
Know, it's a rush for him.
And if you're 40, you're very experienced.
Exactly.
Sorry, that's brutally honest, but.
That's what she wants, though.
Yeah.
Okay, now that I've heard you nasty guys' point of view, let me come as the responsible adult.
Oh, please, man, please.
If it is love.
It ain't love.
Which it could be.
It could be, though. Aspen
it could be.
It ain't.
Demi
go
Moore.
Ahead. It's
Look,
not, but
I
go ahead.
I love older women. Like, I'm truly attracted towards older women.
That's the difference, though.
He
for
could be. We don't know that.
So he could really feel some type of way about her.
No.
And what she needs to do is figure out if it is just sex. Maybe cut off the sex for. Well,
nah,
you're gonna lose.
Nah, that's gonna mess
him.
You're 26.
You're gonna lose him.
And you've probably done some freaky
right.
things
exactly.
with him.
Exactly. You're gonna lose him.
He can't just put that to the side now.
Nah, he can't do that.
His nose is wide open.
Exactly.
He knows, hey, I come see you.
Exactly.
On and popping right off top.
But see, that, like you said, that could have him locked in. So it could be love.
Yeah. My thing is
love.
You're 40. I'm 30-ish.
Yeah. Don't put it out there.
Yeah. Why haven't you called me? We've been friends for God knows how long.
Because you're too old, man.
Yeah.
She don't want you. She
maybe
wants somebody,
something wrong with you then.
She wants
I'm
somebody
sorry.
In her 20s, man.
It's you.
It's her.
Yeah.
It's her.
Because you could have been hit me up, and
exactly.
we're damn near the same age, almost.
Really, she need to holler at somebody in their upper 30s.
Like me.
Upper to mid to late 30s, up until the 40s.
Nah, stick with the mid 20s.
No, because they're going to be all about the sex. It's going to be all about
maybe,
the sex.
Maybe subconsciously, that's what she's after. Maybe she hasn't realized that she's after that stallion.
Well, she shouldn't even be sending in this.
But I think
she's
probably just, you know, at an age where she, you know, she doesn't have anyone. She's established. She's got everything. So she just wants someone. She met someone. Boom. She let him know what it is. He seen what it was. He went in and got it. And he still been getting it. And, you know,
but you
it's
know one
fun.
Thing about
to give it. Hold on. To give it the complete, honest, general answer, I would love for this person who wrote the secret letter to call in. Because right now, we're kind of making fun of it and everything. But
I'm not making fun
of
it.
If she called
in,
it's a lot of gaps in what
that,
she
that's
sent
what I'm
out.
Saying. I'm just one of them gaps right now.
I'm just kind of giving it the general brush. You know, the general guy brush. That's an honest answer.
I
want to
know if...
Like your homie. If you was to ask your homie, like, well... And that's the answer.
But see, I would want to know, like, how often do they really hang out together? And when, like, every time they hang out, is it they are having sex? They wind up having sex every time? Do they do other things? Like, okay, you like bowling. Y'all like bowling. But as soon as y'all done bowling, one game, I ain't even talking about 10 frames.
Right? Say it's
first
sport,
frame,
concert.
But do you ever finish any of that, or do you wind up back in the sack getting it in?
Well, if they going bowling, then they sports and if they doing all that, then it might be something. You might want to take it somewhere. But like I say, if they just going, then they finish one frame and they out. You know what I'm saying? And then you go to the sports game, one quarter, y'all gone.
Yeah.
Concert, but, hey, I don't even hit a main act.
But you know one thing that it boils down to, if you dealing with a cougar, off rip, a cougar has already been established somewhere, somehow in her
this
life.
This is true.
So obviously, if she's a cougar right now, she's already been established. Now she's trying to reestablish herself. So, of course, one stage of it is going to be what we call the honeymoon stage, where you're going to come in contact with a guy or whatever, and you're going to, yeah, y'all going to get it on like jackrabbits. But at the same time, you're not really wanting that there. It's just, you know what I'm saying, the stage that you're in right now. You really want
what?
You really want what you have.
Are you talking about?
Yeah, I can't help if you don't understand. I can't help if you don't understand what I'm talking about. But all I'm saying is, you want to get back to what you've already established. Even though what you established is gone, you still want to reestablish that with something new. So, you know what I'm saying? It's give
no,
and take.
No, we actually don't understand.
You don't understand.
Okay. Now, I mean, call in. Secret Letter, unless you call in, we really can't go much more in depth with it.
Move on to the next one.
Yeah, let's go to the second one. Okay, the second secret letter is, my bad dating experience was with an ex a couple of weeks ago. The first problem for me is that I had to pick him up.
Wow.
Second issue was that he asked if I had him for the night, meaning he didn't have any
money
to get in the club or for drinks.
Wow.
I don't mind paying the tab every now and then, but when he tells me he started selling weed again, I tell him business must be slow. You must be
smoking all
of it.
Product.
He laughs it off. We arrive at the club, and because I am older now, I really prefer to chill and have my drink, but this brother tells me, no, we can't be at the back of the club. We got to be seen. WTF. He then wants to go to the outside part of the club so he can do his thing and smoke his blunt. Some Italian-looking guy is sitting pretty close to us and asks him, so you smoking that good stuff? My date nods and offers him some. The guy says, no, let me show you what I have, and pulls out his badge.
And
I am like, damn.
Damn.
A badge? He pulls out a badge?
Oh.
Wow.
I got to keep it 100. All the way at 100. And, baby girl, don't take this personal. Damn, we're trying to clean the show up. I got to say, bitch, are you crazy? You has lost your rabbit ass mind. If you would... Well, first of all, because I might have said that too. No, what you should have done as soon as it sounded like they were at Boomerang or something.
Yeah, so
because you went to the outside part and
Barnacles or something.
Yeah, Boomerang or Barnacles. It's in Brandon.
One of them places.
It's something in Brandon, but he said, "You got me tonight."
Yeah. That was the first part.
He got dreams. And he's a dope dealer talking about you got me.
Wow.
You know, we all go through bad times, but if you selling trees like that, it should you got me should never come out your mouth.
No, unless you got. If you selling trees and you say you got me, you must be really got.
And what were you doing while you were outside in the club smoking? Were you just like, oh, baby, you look so sexy when you roll up a blunt and smoke? How were you reacting to all this that was going on? Please let me know. I need for her, because it's so many questions to ask on this as well.
So many.
Yeah, like, he was just getting it in and... Dang,
he was just accepting. Like,
sorry, man, I'm about to slap one of our guests in the studio.
It's just ignorant, cause women, you notice ignorance off rip, but you don't want to pay attention to the ignorance. wait a damn minute. I really want to congratulate you. We've just had an epiphany. This might have been the smartest thing my co-host has ever said. Say it again before they ask. Say it one more damn time. That was just genius right there. Say it again. You don't want to pay attention to the stupidness off rip. They show you signs on who they really are off rip. But you thinking back to the fix it
That's
mentality. I'm going to fix this dude.
That's
I'm going to fix
it.
I'm going to fix him.
That's not what he said.
No, that's what I said. I'm just elaborating on
more
what
nice
I said.
Little, it was a nice little 1-2 punch.
No, I elaborated I elaborated on the nice one.
I
gave my co-host props. Y'all
tunnel
vision. Y'all got tunnel vision, man. Y'all got tunnel vision. All
he had to do was repeat Allie, man.
The genius thing you said. And you came right back with something that had nothing to do with what you actually said.
I can't even remember what you said.
You don't mess my head up.
To the tape
you
tomorrow.
Said one of the smartest comments you could possibly say.
I can't help because y'all
and then
shallow,
you came
man.
Back and just chopped and
that.
Screwed it and messed that whole song up.
No.
You ruined the song. It was beautiful what you said the first go around. I threw him the alley. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like Chris Paul out here to Blake Griffin. And he went up for it.
We ain't going to do that, DJ.
Damn.
Dang.
Listen.
What did you say,
you
man?
Bro,
hold
listen.
I can't tweet that, man. 140 characters. That's more than enough.
No, I said what
in the tweet world, man.
Hold
I can't
on,
take
hold,
in up
on,
140
on,
characters.
Listen, that's your fault because you're supposed to tweet. Listen, you're supposed to tweet what I said initially.
I
but
couldn't
when,
get
hold
it.
On,
we
hold
were
on,
trying
hold
to
hold
get
on,
it.
Nah, hold on. You supposed to tweet what I said initially. Then when you asked me to go further into what I said, no, you don't.
Now
you
he asked you
hold
to
on,
repeat
you
it.
You just listen to that. But you tweet what you gravitated towards the first time.
Nah, I wanted to tweet the great quote. I can't
now,
even get it
I
now.
Gave you the great quote the first time. So tweet that. But then
I was trying to.
I'm gonna elaborate.
That's why we
further.
Threw the alley to you.
No,
yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna elaborate.
We wanted to
further.
Hear it again.
I and gave it to you first. And
you
then
let
I
us down. You dropped the ball.
No, I didn't. No,
you
I
You
didn't.
Dropped the ball. You missed
no,
it. I gotta wait till tomorrow to tweet that, man. Dang.
Oh, yeah. But what we are gonna do is thank all these callers. DJ TJ, this might have been your greatest show. I gotta dap you up on it.
One penalty box. That's a record.
Yeah, one penalty box. Yeah, he could have deserved about one more from
nah,
that alley.
That really deserved what
nah,
I had it queued
I
up.
That
I had
alley
it queued up.
Him, man. He let me down. He didn't want the ball.
He got pent.
Whatever. He LeBron'd me. I threw the alley. I thought he was going to catch it like Kobe and
it
finish
is,
the game.
It is the fourth quarter.
I ain't never seen LeBron get pent.
It is the
you
fourth
quarter. You cracked on me in the fourth, man. You LeBron'd me. I
Whatever.
Threw you an alley. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I appreciate the input. It was another great show. You can find me, it's 5014 on Twitter, DJ TJ.
You know, I have a Twitter, but you
it's
know,
at
I.
At DJ TJ ENT.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also got at The Real Will Ray.
I'm
Say
sorry
slowly. I had to slow it
Say
down.
It slowly.
But if I speed it up, I'd never get that shit out.
You got to chop and screw it.
At JWig2471G, at PerpInfo, at DSFXENT, hashtag team got perp, perpinfo.com, all that.
Yeah. Thank y'all. God bless y'all. Good night. Great show.
Yo.
Yes,